Good morning. It's cold, it's wet, it's kind of rain, snow, sleet, but I have a funny story to warm you up about two destroyed electric vehicles. This came from a follower. This is brilliant. You ready? Hi, Jeff. Hope you're well. Finally have the full story of the destroyed EVs. A bit about the hero of our story. He's not stupid, but as is often the case with highly intelligent people, seems to have no common sense. For example, he has solar panels on his house. The story is, being eco-friendly, he bought, and I'm going to change a few details so that this person can't be identified. Being eco-friendly, he bought a new electric vehicle, and after a week, he pulls up in a car park. He hears what he thinks is bubbling from the battery and immediately panics. He thinks the battery is about to explode. So instead of doing what anyone sensible would do and getting out, he stays in the car, apparently unwilling to get out. He's banging on the window, trying to get the attention of passers-by to help. Now, I don't know if this at this point the door is disabled and won't open, but what happens next is brilliant. Eventually, the fire brigade are called, and instead of cutting into the door to get it open, they cut it off. They cut the whole door off. The battery doesn't explode, so now he has a car that works but has no driver's door. This is clearly, in his mind, the fault of the dealer. He then has to drive this 72 reg car without a driver's door attached, because it's in the boot, 4 miles to the dealer. Amazingly, they replaced the car. He thought it was a loan until his original was fixed. Hang on a minute. If he took a car with no door back to the dealer and they replaced it, I can only assume that that wasn't the first time it happened. A few days later, he puts the new car on charge overnight, not having a proper external charging point. He has to use his normal household electrics to do this. Notwithstanding the fact that I've covered this in other videos, and that would have taken him forever to charge the car. I love this bloke. Not having or buying a proper extension lead, he uses a number of 4-socket trailing extensions from the socket to the car. It rains in the middle of the night. He hears a massive bang from his garage and gets up and goes to find his garage electrics are on fire, which he manages to extinguish. He also decides that this is the dealer's fault. They tell him to go away. So this new car is now sitting on his drive, and being the bright spark, no pun intended that he is, he cancels his insurance. At some indeterminate point, the car sustained bodywork damage estimated at £1,500 to repair, which he can't claim because he's got no insurance. And this too is the dealer's fault, apparently. The car hasn't moved in weeks, and apparently he's wanting to sue the dealer. But he can't find a solicitor to take the case on. Feel free to use any of this. It's exactly as it was told to me. Cheers. Oh, man. Thank you very much for sending me that email to warm us all up on a cold day. That is absolutely genius. I think that also says a lot about the kind of people that are buying EVs to some degree. Yes, I've had lots of emails and content from very intelligent people that know their stuff. But there's a lot of people that just go, "Yeah, Janice, I think we'll get one of them electric cars for our next car." And they don't look at any of the implications of it. So if you have bought a brand new electric vehicle that definitely wasn't made by a British company, that was sold purely as a brand to China so they could sell cars in China underneath an old fashioned British 2-letter moniker badge. If you've got one of them and it's electric and somebody's had to cut the door off it and it's gone back to the dealer and they've given you a new one, please do get in touch. I've had a couple of emails about funny stuff like this. I've got another one coming about Kia engines being unbelievably terrible, and is there or is there not a cover-up going on about the diesel hybrid Kia engines? We don't know. We'll dig into that one soon. But yeah, bit of fun. Right. Has it stopped raining? The big question is, are the raindrops coming in on the audio on this video? I don't know. Let's go to Morgan, have a coffee, and film in their showroom for a little bit.
Jeff buys cars. Still, YouTube's most boring car channel.